Almost Famous with John Shea. Featuring local and independent musicians from the South Shore, Boston, and New England. On 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England every Tuesday, brought to you by Tiny & Sons Glass. I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. Find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow tonight on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio, and subscribe to the podcast. You can find that by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app or at almostfamousradio.com. And tonight, I'm being joined on the WATD Tiny Stage by singer-songwriter Lindsay Foote. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for making this work tonight.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
So for those who aren't familiar with you already, give yourself an introduction.
I'm Lindsay Foote. I grew up around Boston. I grew up in Winchester. I spent my 20s in Toronto playing music up there, and I came back here about 4 years ago, and I've been just playing on the scene since then. I do folk, indie, sad girl Americana, I would call it, maybe.
It's a great genre, isn't it?
Yeah.
If somebody wants to find you online, where's the best place to go?
Instagram, lindsay.foot. Also my website, lindsayfoot.com.
And there's quite a bit of music out there from you, including some new singles. So tell us what's out there from you on the streaming services.
Yes, any of the streaming services. I have a couple EPs out, a bunch of recent singles, and I have more stuff coming out. Hopefully another single soon, my song called Balance. And hopefully in the next year or so, maybe an EP or an album.
We'll that see. Sounds amazing. And if people like the sound of your voice tonight, if they want to see you live, there's an opportunity coming up later on in March, March 29th.
Yes, Club Passim. I'll be doing a full band show. It's actually a new-ish band. We're going to be a four-piece. So it'll
Cool.
be really fun. Yeah.
So if you can, give the band a plug. Who is missing tonight?
Yeah, so bass player Noah Harrington, drummer Russ Sternglass, and guitarist Talia Rubinstein. It's going to be super fun.
Fantastic. Yeah. What can people expect that night from you?
Couple new songs, couple old songs, new arrangements. We've been working really hard on some three-part harmony, just some new band arrangements. Cat Wallace is going to be opening the night, so I'm really excited.
Excellent. And details, passim.org is the website. Mm-hmm. If you've never been to Passim, it's a legendary folk club in Boston, or Cambridge, actually, in mm-hmm. Harvard Square. So go check it out. It's really cool. Let's start off with some music. What are we listening to first from you?
I'm going to do a newer song. This is called Something I Believe In.
Let's hear it. We have Lindsay Foote live on the WATD Tiny Stage. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
Tires in the rain and campfire smoke. Change on the way, been coming slow. I used to drive the whole length of this road alone, alone. And there was something sweet. Okay.
Lindsay Foote on the WATD Tiny Stage, sounding amazing. So talk about that song. How did that one happen?
Yeah, that was a recent song I wrote. It sort of just came to me as a little idea. It's just about finding solid ground in a relationship that you feel like you can really stand in and build on, as opposed to sort of past experiences where you're just getting kind of swept away, but there's not really any lasting substance to it, I guess.
So let's go back in time to your beginnings. When did music first become part of your life?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a singer. And so I've always sang. My parents are both musicians, and they came up around here in the Boston scene. They both went to Berkeley. And so I grew up listening to like all the songwriters. I was obsessed with lyrics. I'd read like all the little inserts to CDs and stuff and just pore over the lyrics. And then I started writing in high school. I wrote some really questionable songs, and I kept at it. And hopefully they're less questionable now.
You play any of those today?
No, definitely not. No.
So elaborate more on those early days, listening to your parents' music. What's your very first music memory?
I remember one of my favorite songs growing up was on an Alison Krauss record, because my dad played a lot of Alison Krauss.
My dad did too.
Really? Yeah. He really liked country and some bluegrass. And so I grew up listening to her. There's a song called Every Time You Say Goodbye for some reason.
That was one of my very early songs too.
That's so funny. Yeah. I love that song. I just loved it. I also was really into Celine Dion. So I would sing along to Celine Dion songs and just like imagine I was on a stage.
So you're younger, you're maybe in high school, you start playing your music. Talk about those early days. Like what's the moment you started sharing your music live with people?
I started a little bit in high school, random, maybe like talent shows and stuff. And then in college in Toronto, I would play at like open mics and started to play a little bit in this like around Toronto, also at open mics and bars and stuff. And then slowly I had a few different projects. I sang in a duo with my friend Jacob. We were called Whiskey River, and we like played at a couple bars in town. It was like originals and covers. And then I slowly got my own thing together, or felt like I had enough to like perform on my own. And I got a band together in Toronto. We did a lot together. We were doing stuff for maybe 3 or 4 years, probably. Did a few tours from Toronto to out east, to the Maritime provinces. And that was really cool, super fun. And then I came back here and kind of not started over, but had to sort of recalibrate, because obviously all my old band members are still up there. So that's been kind of the journey.
What was the moment that it went from hobby to career?
I don't know. I always wanted it to be my career. So like I have a degree in music. So when I was in college, I was kind of trying to be a musician. So probably like post-college, I teach music too. Like I teach private lessons. So it's like a mix of a lot of things.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But maybe like mid-20s.
Yeah, awesome. Mid-20s. Well, let's continue with your music. What are we listening to next?
Okay, we're going to do a song called Guarded Heart.
Let's hear it. Love this one. Lindsay Foote, the WATD Tiny Stage. Whenever you're ready, 95.9. It's all yours.
You could offer some
Lindsay Foote on the WATD Tiny Stage. You mentioned Alison Krauss. I definitely hear that kind of influence in your voice,
especially on
that song.
Thank you.
Talk about how that one happened.
So I wrote this one, actually. I did this program at Banff Center for the Arts. They used to have this songwriting residency where you go and you live there for 3 weeks and just like work on songs with a bunch of other songwriters. It was amazing because it's in Banff, so it's like gorgeous out in, you know, the Rockies of Canada. I wrote that in my little writing hut, and I was listening to a lot of like Sarah Jarosz, and I was really, and Aoife O'Donovan. I was really just like inspired by that kind of Americana sound, and that one came out of that.
Your show coming up at Passim on the 29th, you mentioned at the top of the show that it's a full band show, and you did some rearranging of some of your earlier songs to work with a full band type production. What did you rediscover about some of your early songs working out the arrangements with a full band?
Well, a lot of them I'm like, oh, this is how they're finally supposed to sound, because a lot of my songs, I think I write them sort of in mind with a full arrangement in mind, like drums and bass and like a lot more dynamics than you can sometimes do with just me and a guitar. So hearing them with like that full groove, I think is really satisfying. And like the musicians bring a lot to the table. They bring different melodic ideas, just sort of like expanding on the life of the songs.
Any plans to go back and maybe re-record your earlier stuff with a full band?
Probably not. I mean, maybe, but we have my Roller Coaster EP that's up was with a full band. It was just with a different band in Toronto. And so this is like my new Boston band. I think whenever we record, it'll be a bunch of new songs. We already have too many songs that have gone too long without recording, so we'll see when that happens.
When you're playing a live show before the show, as you're warming yourself up in the green room, maybe, can you tell if an audience is going to be like awake and alive and carry you through the night, or if you're going to have to work to really keep their attention, and how soon can you tell that?
I mean, you can tell if it's a loud room, like if it's a room that people aren't necessarily there to like sit and just quietly listen to music, which is obviously fine. And that sometimes happens. And some rooms like that, you try to grab the room and either it happens or it doesn't. And then you just have to still have fun either way. I mean, it's obviously most fun to play like listening venues such as Passim, because the people are there to like sit and listen to the music.
What's your most favorite onstage moment so far?
Oh my goodness. I usually do like 2 covers per like big band show. So 2 years ago I like to do like a kind of fun, silly cover. And I, for some reason, usually gravitate towards like early 2000s country. And so a couple years ago I did That Don't Impress Me Much by Shania Twain. It was really fun. Everyone was laughing. So I would say that was a favorite moment.
I usually wait until later in the show to ask this question, but I'm going to throw it out to you right now.
Yeah.
If I was to pull up your Spotify playlist right now and look at that one song that you only play when you're alone in the car, nobody else is listening, that you know you crank up and sing at the top of your lungs, what is that song for you?
Ooh, definitely somewhere in the like 90s, 2000s country era. I went through a big phase recently with the Chicks.
Somebody just mentioned Some Days You Gotta Dance by the Chicks.
Yeah, I love that song. That's such a, yeah, so I do sometimes sing along to that song. Goodbye, Earl, you know,
that's great. That's my mom's favorite.
Yeah, Ready to Run, love those. And then definitely some, like, some Shania, You're Still the One. That don't impress me much.
And a lot of people don't, you know, realize about Shania back in those days, so she had a heavy metal producer working with her.
I know, yeah, Mutt Lange.
And those albums sounded great back then.
They did. Yeah, I think those are great albums still.
We are coming up to our first break of the Tiny Stage Hour. We have a lot to go, more stories to share, more songs to hear, and we have Lindsay Foote on the WATD Tiny Stage, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass, back in just a few.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England every Tuesday, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea, being joined on the Tiny Stage this evening by singer-songwriter Lindsay Foote. How you doing?
Good.
Thank you for making this work.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Give yourself another introduction, if you would.
Sure. Lindsay Foote. I'm based in Boston, specifically Somerville. I write indie, Americana, sad girl, pop folk. That's probably too many adjectives, too many genres.
Hey, the more descriptive, the better.
Right, right. Yeah.
Where can you be found online?
Instagram, lindsay.foot, and my website, lindsayfoot.com.
And a big show coming up later on in the month, in March.
Yes. March 29th, which is actually Good Friday, at Club Passim.
Is it going to be a good Friday?
It's going to be a great Friday.
Good. What can we expect that night? It's a full band show.
Yeah. My full band show, and it is a new band somewhat. Last year we played as a trio, and this year we are going to play as a four-piece. And I'm really excited. We've got three-part harmony. We've got lots of full arrangements. We've got new songs. We've been working hard.
It'll fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's keep on going with your music. What are we listening to next?
This is my song, That Kind of Love. I actually just did a video of this the other day for the Tiny Disc.
Ah, very cool.
So hopefully, I played it like probably 30 times.
Nice.
Before I got a take that I liked. So
at least Armador, you know, another local artist, won the whole thing last year. Good chance for Boston this year.
Amazing.
She's so good.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Lindsay Foote on the WATD Tiny Stage whenever you're ready.
Drinks just strong enough, keep my head on straight and my mind tough. I cough word that you'll be coming down the line, and you got charms you're sure to use. I got guns I'm sticking to. Last I checked, I was doing just fine. I'm doing fine. Long night turned into day, not wondering if I was on your mind. And it feels good, oh, it feels good. Cause I'm too kind, I like to please, like to let them off easy. But all this time, I've seen it all, seen the sad bay and the mad howl.
could turn up seeking praise, barely meeting me halfway. Well, darling, my work in on you's done. My work is done. I'm too kind, like to please, like to let them off easy. But all this time being sweet has turned me bitter, honey. So plead your case, it ain't good enough. I'm done with that kind of love.
Really cool. Lindsay Foote on the WATD Tiny Stage. Talk about that one. That had a cool vibe to it. And a different tuning, too.
Yeah. Yep. It's in, I think it's double drop D. Yeah. So the two E's are dropped down to D's. I always think about my writing in like little mini eras, and I get into sort of just like a certain sound. And I wrote that kind of in the same era as Guarded Heart, which I think you can probably hear. It has that, it's a minor feel, and yeah, I wrote it kind of like a putting your foot down song, being tired of, you know, always being the one to do all the work and to do all the emotional labor, and kind of just like saying like, I'm done with doing that, if that's a good way to explain
it's great. There's a term for writing music for film and TV known as sync writing. Mm-hmm. That's something you do as well. How does that factor into your career?
That's been super cool and fun. I've gotten into that in probably the past 2 years, and it's been really exciting. So some of my songs that like I just write for me and have recorded as like Lindsay Foote songs are used for sync. And then I write some music specifically for sync, which is also really fun. It's just like a little bit of a different goal when writing. Like I'm writing for what I could picture being in like a special moment in a show or a movie, as opposed to like specific moments in my own life.
How do you differentiate between those two, writing for your personal music that you're about to release and writing specifically for a project?
Yeah, there's definitely like overlap, because obviously you're always somehow writing from your own experiences. But writing for me, I'm doing whatever I want. I can do like weird things or different things. But when I write for TV or sync, I think a little bit more about genre, and I think a little bit more about message and how they usually want a very clear message in sync writing, which isn't necessarily worse. It's actually kind of like a fun writing exercise. So like the lyrics generally are a little like simpler and a little bit like more straightforward, as opposed to my own stuff. I can like be a little more meandery and a little more like veiled in my meaning, you know?
If somebody's scrolling through Netflix or Hulu or anything online, HBO Max, what are the chances that they've heard some of your music and didn't realize it?
Probably not super high right now, to be honest. My music has been featured mostly on The Young and the Restless.
Okay.
Which not necessarily a lot of people my age tend to watch, though maybe there are some. So yeah, that is on Paramount Plus.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's your ultimate goal? Do you have like a 5-year plan? Where you want to be in like a specific show you'd like to be featured on?
That's a good question. You know, I don't know if I do. Like Yellowstone would be really cool. They have some cool music, and I feel like some of my stuff that's like in this vibe,
like the Americana type
stuff, could like fit with that. You know, my ultimate goal is to like do a mix of everything. So like to do my performing stuff with my band, to do like sync work, I would love to write for other people.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's do more stuff from you. Cool. Let's give, you know, more musicians listening an opportunity to pick and choose a song they want to record from you.
Absolutely. All right. So this is a song of mine called Almost.
Let's hear it. Lindsay Foote on the WHD Tiny Stage. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours. Lindsay Foote on the WATD Tiny Stage. Talk about that song. How did that one happen?
Yeah, sure. That was a COVID song, if we're talking eras. It's about that moment of getting a taste of a relationship or something almost happening, but not quite. And it's kind of like that feeling of like, oh, it would just have been better to have had nothing at all than to just have a little bit and then not have it work out.
Well, speaking of relationships, let's take a deeper dive into songwriting. Mm-hmm. Talk about how that works for you. How does songwriting actually work? Are you lyrically driven, musically driven? How do you typically compose?
I think it's both. I usually do a combo. Sometimes I have like one lyrical concept I want to build a song around, and then I'll like play around and get something that I like on the guitar and in the chord wise. Sometimes it starts the opposite way. So I'll be like playing around on the guitar and then I'll get an idea from that. And it usually all happens at the same time. So like I'll be figuring out the melody and lyrics while figuring out the chords.
How do you think your songwriting has evolved from when you first started writing until what you're writing today?
I think I can write a little more like outside of myself now in a way that I like, where like I used to only be able to write about like very specific personal experiences, because like that was almost like a journal entry. That was the easiest thing to write. And now I think with just like doing it so much, I feel like I have more facility to just like speak to other things that aren't just my personal experiences, but are still related, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
So the big Taylor Swift style question here is, when you write a song about somebody, do they know it's about them?
Probably. Most of the time, yeah. But, you know, what can you do?
Exactly. Let's talk influences for a moment here. I know you mentioned Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
Afo Donovan and artists like that. But who did you grow up listening to yourself, and who are you listening to today?
Yeah. I listened to a whole mix. So, yeah, grew up listening to Alison Krauss, Joni Mitchell, big influence, Anais Mitchell. I love her. She was a big songwriting influence. Current artist that I really love, Rose Cousins. She's sometimes in the Boston scene too. She's a Canadian artist. I really loved Pine Grove. That's like a bit, they're leaning a bit more rock. I listen to a lot of country music too.
How about on the local scene? Who are you listening to locally?
Yeah. Well, I've always loved Katie Jones. I love her songwriting.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah. Elisa Amador is amazing. Eleanor Buckland, I just saw her play with Sessions Americana. I've always loved her songwriting, too. Liv Green, a bunch of artists that are now in Nashville. Liv Green, I love. Olivia Barton, she's actually one of my favorite artists. She is going to be coming here on tour with Maddie Diaz.
Excellent.
Maddie Diaz, that's another artist I really like.
What's a song you wish you had written?
Oh, my gosh. When You Say Nothing at All. That's a great song.
That's a great song. Yeah. Yes, I would agree.
I would have liked to have written that song. Oh, how about I Can't Make You Love Me?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. I know Bonnie Raitt did it, but I don't know who wrote it, but yeah.
I would have loved to have written that.
What's a song you wish was never written? Do you have a most hated song of all time that you just can't stand?
Yeah, this is a controversial opinion, but I'm not the biggest Queen fan. I know people love Bohemian Rhapsody. I can't say I wish it was never written, but I would not choose to listen to it again.
I personally love it, but I know people who don't, so.
Yeah.
Let's continue with songs you do like, some of the songs you've written. What are we listening to next? I think we have two more left.
Okay, I think I'm going to try a real new one. This is called Little Arrivals.
Inside a story I tell myself faithfully, that when I stop, that ticking clock gets the best of me. Every milestone is another mile, another day that I don't hold. Check out the light, never looks just right. I'm always falling behind. Try to get somewhere, when I get there, I miss it every time. If I stood in the middle a while, could I see all the little arrivals? My favorite pastime is thinking of bad rhymes and giving them up. The song I don't write is thinking I don't try. Check out the light, never looks just right. I'm always falling behind. Try to get somewhere, when I get there, I miss it every time. If I stood in the middle a while, could I see all the little arrivals? Or a check out the light, never looks just right. Try to get somewhere, when I get there, I miss it every time. If I stood in the middle a while, could I see all the little arrivals? There's the rare time.
Lindsay Foote on the WATD Tiny Stage. Talk about that song. That one's new.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what time signature is that in?
I honestly don't. I do know, but I actually don't on the spot. I think it's like a mix of 3 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to count in my head there. Yeah. It was like getting confusing, but it's a great song.
It drops a beat every other time or something like that. One. I don't know. Yeah. I wrote that recently. I actually wrote that with the help of my friend Maya Sharp, who lives in Nashville. She's a great songwriter. And it's a song about how it can be so hard to see your own progress and how I always just catch myself constantly being focused on all the things I still have yet to do and still want to do, as opposed to seeing the things that I have accomplished. And so it's like I never even enjoy when I get somewhere that I've been wanting to get, I'm just thinking about the next thing. So we talked about that idea of the song's called Little Arrivals, and like all the little things that you arrive at and trying not to miss them.
Great. Love it. Is that going to be recorded soon?
Definitely. Yep. And my band and I just did like a live video shoot at Dimension Sound and JP. And
nice.
We did that song. So we'll have some live videos of that out soon.
Very cool. Yeah. As a woman in the Boston music community, In your opinion, what is being done right at the moment and what still needs to be worked on to make this community welcoming and inclusive for everyone?
Good question. In my experience, I think it's been pretty welcoming. I can't speak for everyone. Passim has been such a support and help and like pillar in the community. I think if there were more venues like that, but it's hard to have a venue like that because they have to work so hard to do what they do. I think just being inclusive, I always love to play shows with new artists and I try to reach out to other artists. And I think if that is the practice, that's like a really good way to foster community in the scene and create a supportive scene. And I think a lot of people do that.
If somebody is maybe just getting started in music, maybe a female musician getting ready to write music and maybe share their music live, what advice would you give them?
I would say, and this is like what I always struggled to do so much, to just like get out and play as much as you can and not be too much of a perfectionist, which is kind of like that last song was talking about for me too. Like, I'm such a perfectionist, and so I'm always trying to like wait till I'm feel like I'm ready to put something out there. And sometimes it's just better to put it out there and just start.
Absolutely. And, you know. Everybody needs somebody who believed in them at an early start in life. Who was that person for you?
Definitely my parents. Yeah. My parents have been the biggest support. Couldn't have done it without them.
That's great.
Sure. Yeah.
That is Lindsay Foote. We are up against our final break of the Tiny Stage Hour for this evening. We have time for one more song. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
All definitely. Right. We'll do that after this. 95.9 WHED brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour for the final time tonight. 95.9 WATD, I'm John Shea. If you're a local musician, by the way, with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out, find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow tonight on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio, and find the podcast by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app or at AlmostFamousRadio.com. And tonight, being joined for the final time on the tiny stage by singer-songwriter Lindsay Foote. How you doing?
I'm great.
Give yourself one final introduction, if you would.
Sure. Lindsay Foote. I'm based in Boston, specifically Somerville. I'm a folk, indie, Americana, sad music writer.
I noticed there's like one more descriptive word inserted each time you give that. You talk about yourself,
which
is great.
I should just say all of them.
All of the above, yes.
Yeah.
And you've got a big show coming up to Passim on March 29th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about that. What can we expect that night?
It's going to be a full band show, which is my new band, which is a four-piece. So we've been working really hard. I'm really excited on all these new arrangements. They're going to play new songs. Cat Wallace is going to open the evening. It's going to be super fun.
Cool. And passim.org is the website for tickets. Mm-hmm. Where can you be found online?
Instagram, lindsay.foote. It's foote, F-O-O-T-E. And my website, which is lindsayfoote.com.
And we're hearing all these songs live tonight, but many of them are recorded and mm-hmm. are available on the streaming services.
Yep.
Talk about what's out there.
Yeah, I have a couple EPs out. So probably, let's see how many songs. Actually, wow. Of all the ones I've played, okay, of all the six songs I've played tonight, there's two songs that are out.
Okay.
So there's a lot that are yet to be recorded. Like I said, I have a backlog right now.
And if somebody, like, you know, many people are discouraged by the amount of money that streaming services pay out to artists, mm-hmm. and they want to actually give you money, if they want to purchase your music, can they do so at the show?
Yes, definitely. Yep, we got real CDs, if anyone has a CD player still.
Which I think my only one is in my car, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a turntable. Any vinyl?
No, I have not done vinyl. Yeah.
We have time for one more song before we close things down tonight, so what are we closing out the night with?
Great. I'm going to do another new one. This is called The Hard Part.
And before you play it, talk about how it happened.
This is a song about trying to learn to be okay with the in-betweens in life. You know, the times when it's not necessarily super easy. It's not necessarily super hard. Kind of living in the middle and like the uncertainty of that at times. Yeah, I think it's a song about learning to be okay with uncertainty and doubt and just sort of moving through that.
Let's hear it. Thank you again for making this work tonight. Best of luck with the show on the 29th at Passim. Passim.org is the website. And get home safely.
Thank you. 95.9. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. 95.9 WHED one final time on the tiny stage. It's Lindsay Foote.